The Immigration Minister has rejected suggestions by Iraq's ambassador that Australia is bypassing the Iraqi government by supplying weapons to Kurdish forces. Australia will begin delivering the weapons over the next few days. Scott Morrison says Australia has been dealing directly with the Iraqi government.
We are working closely with the government of Iraq, as you would expect, and we are following the processes and procedures that they have laid down for our involvement in these tasks.
Ukraine says its troops have suffered a series of military defeats at the hands of a Russian-backed push in the country's east. It says around 700 Ukrainian soldiers have been captured. Ukraine's military says its forces had to withdraw from an airport in the city of Luhansk after being attacked by Russian tanks. The future of Queensland's controversial anti-bikie laws will be determined at a high court hearing in Brisbane today. The United Motorcycle Council wants the laws overturned. The laws ban bikie members riding in groups of three or more and give extra prison time for bikie-related offences. And a couple escaped serious injury when a tractor crashed into their house at Lyndhurst in Melbourne's southeast early this morning. The pair was in bed at the time. They were taken to hospital with minor injuries. It's believed the tractor was stolen and the driver fled the scene.